Look out, boys, there's a light at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution! Watch and wait, get ready for the sign. There are many.
Topic, you know, something that gave a message, and we could all be doing that and just making some CDs of some of these great songs that are pointing towards the fact that there are answers out there. There are obviously issues, but there are also answers, and we need to be waking people up, like the Christa Berg says, light a fire. There's a many that don't see the light, but we need to wake them up. Let's light a fire in their mind. And maybe another analogy is plant the seeds. There's a lot of people complain that people don't listen to them. They get glassy-eyed. Well, guess what? Plant some seeds. Don't hit them over the head with a hammer. Plant some seeds. Just ask them some pertinent questions. Ask them about what they think about all the craziness that's going on in the world. And see where they lead the conversation. That's what I like to do. I don't try to drive things down people. If you just ask questions, eventually you're going to pull out the information, and they're going to realize what the situation is. No matter what the topic is, if you ask enough pertinent questions and keep the conversation interesting, people will come to the right conclusion eventually. And, you know, instead of getting the fire hose out and shoving it down their throats, draw the information from them, because deep down inside, people know we have problems. They know take action. It's just a matter of getting them to that realization that we can do something about it. And that's kind of what we try to focus on a little bit more so on this show than other shows. We don't try to focus on the gory of the moment, but I tell you what, this meltdown happens up in Nebraska, it's something that we should all be very concerned about, because it's definitely going to impact everybody listening to this in the northern continent or the northern hemisphere. So what do you think, Lou?
I'm agreeing with you. I'm thinking that we need to prepare not just for, what do we call, necessities as food and shelter. We got to get prepared for a possible disaster and having bug out strategies that work for both sides. You understand what I'm saying?
And options. So you know, you and I, where we live on opposite sides of the state, we both indicated, you know, if something happens in your area, you're welcome here, and vice versa. So it's having options. And no matter what life throws at you, whether it's the globalist or just life in general, if you have options, it makes things go so much smoother.
That's true. That's true.
And Frank in Illinois, we see you on the screen. We'll get to you after the break. We have a 3-minute break. Everybody, please listen to and support the sponsors. And RBN is in the middle of a pledge drive, so if you can, please help RBN out and help RBN expand to not only preach to the choir, but to reach out to more of the mainstream and light some fires in people's minds. Back in three.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty. Sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan. Or is it a state of mind? Horses and men. Horses and men are on the field. They didn't yield. Many have fallen here. Never forget. Never forget what they have done. The time will come when it will change again.
Welcome back to Capital Farm. You're listening to Capital Farm on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and AM and FMs throughout the nation, and a lot of micro FM stations. And everybody, please consider getting the word out with the micro FM stations. I kind of alluded to the fact earlier, not only can you broadcast RBN and other Patriot radio shows, you can broadcast DVDs, CDs, and guess what? You can plug in a little microphone there, and you can be on the air. You can have your own radio show. And more importantly, in times of emergency, you can get on the air and alert people to the fact that they might want to take action based on something that's happening in real time. So there's all kinds of options with these little micro FM transmitters. So I would recommend everybody, please check them out. And if you can afford to get on air, please do such and help make a difference. Help be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And I believe we have a caller, Frank, in Illinois. Frank, what do you have for us this morning?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, folks. I happened on your show this morning. I'm relatively new to RBN as far as listening, just a number of months, and I just find it a wealth of information. It's kept me really busy trying to bone up on reading. A small circle of friends of mine and a couple of relatives, we've been on board with things like this, knowing things like this coming down the line for years. And you had mentioned something a little bit earlier which really resonated with me, and I wanted to comment on that because I think that's important. If you try to talk to people about what's happening, you're going to get scary looks. People are going to think you're out of your mind, you know. And I like what you said about planting a seed. And I think the planting of the seed comes by, like you had suggested, just asking people how are things going, or people when they start complaining to you about what's happening. And I think because of what is happening and the obviousness of what's happening with our government, I think people are really disturbed by the way the government is acting. They're acting as if there are no citizens, and they're just going along with what they want to do, and they're basically telling us. In fact, I was telling my children yesterday, I said, you need to be really concerned because the government's basically trying to tell us what's up, and they're not serving us, the citizens. You know, they're ignoring us, especially this whole health care bill. I think that was the beginning where people began to really become aware that something was really amiss.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Frank. And part of that, too, is the economy started impacting a lot of people's back of their rear, you know, their hind end, you know, started affecting their pocketbook.
Yeah, and I think in the past, and I was at a function yesterday, a birthday party for some very dear friends of ours, and a lot of families were there, and we were talking about how, you know, in the past, whenever we had some of these economic downturns, we always had a base of manufacturing in the United States. There was always a recovery, like under Reagan when he took over from Jimmy Carter, that sort of thing. United States, we could bounce back. But since all these trade agreements where China, basically everybody took off to China or India or Mexico, we really don't have that base anymore. And
exactly right. We had a foundation that we could build upon, but right now that foundation has literally been destroyed on purpose and shipped to Brazil, to China, to Mexico, to every country around the world.
And
even the GM bailout plan, the money went towards shipping the GM plants in Michigan over to China. It's just crazy.
Well, you know, just to give you an idea, I think how people are beginning to wake up, we have in Chicago, there's a station called WLS. You may be familiar with it. There's a husband-wife team. They've been, ever since I got married 15 years ago, we've known about them. We've monitored the show. They're somewhat conservative. They have a lot of guests on, and they. But recently, last month or two, they started advertising this firm out of Canada, describing how oil is. You know, there's all these potential for 300,000 jobs, Canadian oil, blah blah blah. And here we are, and here's the station. Here's these two individuals touting how important it is that we start developing our own resources and whatnot. And here's a commercial telling you about Canadian oil within the next 10 years supplying America with all its oil needs. And I think enough people were calling in complaining, saying, what are you talking about? How could you have this commercial on on your station and we're not drilling our own oil? And I think it became public news that Obama promised $2 billion to Brazil to develop their oil program, and yet nothing for us here in the United States.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and a lot of people are catching on. You know, a lot of people, I don't know how long, like you're saying, you listen to RBN for a few months. There are a lot of people calling and complaining that nobody wants to listen to them, but I have the opposite problem. When I ask people questions and start asking the right questions and start planting the seeds, there are more and more people. I can't really find anybody that's not fairly awake to what's going on, at least realizing. They might not know all the gory details, but almost everybody I talk to are pretty interested in knowing what's going on when you start cracking that egg, you know, when you start opening it up. There's fertile minds out there that we just need to plant the seeds in.
Exactly. And I just wanted to encourage you on that. But it is not an easy task because, believe it or not, I can't even get my wife to really get it. I think she's just scared, and she's
right.
Aware. And I think that's where most people are. They're scared because their lives are going to be disrupted. And I said, look, it doesn't hurt to prepare. And like a couple of hosts on RBN had mentioned, hey, look, if you store food, it's no big deal. If nothing happens, guess what? You got storage food available. You could use that, and you didn't lose anything. And the same thing with acquiring gold or silver. Guess what? If nothing happens, well, you got a nice little collection that might increase in value. You pass it down to your family. And if you approach things like that, because I'm trying. I've met with a lot of it's amazing. Some good friends of ours told my wife that they thought I'm having a nervous. They said I'm not the same person or I'm having a nervous breakdown. But I take it in stride.
Well, and you touched upon something very critical there. People are always concerned when the word change comes up, when you want to disrupt their lives, when you want to switch the TV off of American Idol and switch it to something that they can feed their brain with. There's always a change there, and that's a little bit intimidating for people, so we always have to be aware of that.
It is. Well, I thank you very much for letting me on the air and express that, but I wanted to let you know that that was a great comment about just planting the seed. You can't overwhelm. I realize you can't overwhelm people with. I'm beginning to sense that the folks that listen to RBN, they're on top of this. They're very aware. They're intelligent people. They're well read. Just by virtue of the fact that you hear callers calling and they know what's going on, and folks like yourself, hosts like yourself that just do all this work for us. It's taken me years. I didn't even know about RBN until recently, and just independently between my small circle of friends or my cousins, it's taken us years just to move. But I feel like we've really accelerated since we discovered RBN, and I really want to compliment you for thanking you for the time that you put in to do this to make us aware of all these issues that are coming. Really helped.
We do our little part, Frank, but we're more into the solutions and try to make a difference in that respect. But there are some tremendous shows on RBN and other shows like that. Frank, have you ever considered putting up a little micro FM station in your area? Are you near the Chicago area?
Yes, I am. And you know what's interesting? Out in Indiana, there's a farmer that did what you had talked about, because I was going to comment on that. There's a farmer put up a radio antenna. He's got a small radius, maybe about 10, 15 miles, but he broadcasts RBN. And I stopped by and visited him one day, and he told me it's not that hard to do anything like that.
Well, we've had shows in the past on that, but the easiest thing to do is to contact Rodney. He's in Illinois as well, and he'll take care of you. It's fmmicrocaster.com, I believe, or castlebroadcastingsystems.com, but there's a link on RBN's website to that, and it's super easy. Speaking of farmers, I remember going up to Chicago, years ago, and there's a farmer along the way that has signs out there giving pertinent information about waking people up.
That's the key. I've been quiet for a little bit, but I think that everybody who has land adjacent to any highway needs to put up a sign, okay, in their yard. And that sign by the highway telling pertinent information, almost like remember the old, Liberty trees?
In a day gone past, people would just post letters or memos or whatever. That's how the word got around. And Sergei's even spoke about that in the Soviet Union. They would fax information about the collapse of the Soviet Union or what have you, all the tyranny, and they would post them on the local square telephone pole or what have you and get the information out.
Interesting. And you're right about that. I've seen in my travels, I do a lot of driving, and I've seen farmers onto their land putting up signs, especially with Second Amendment issues and things like that and .coms that were available, and I thought that was great. That was a good way to get some information.
Well, there's one particular farmer, I would imagine there was probably 10 signs, every like half mile or quarter mile or whatever. I don't know the exact spacing, but it was really cool because he kind of told you a story along the way, and I thought, what a great idea,
Yeah, it's like those old Burma shave signs.
We saw
that's
a lot.
That's what needs to happen. Remember?
We saw a lot of that during the Ron Paul Revolution. You would see banners put up in trees and underneath billboards. And honestly, I can't say who it was, but I don't want to use the word I.
Well, you gave me an idea because I do have a huge this house that we purchased. The folks that lived here before they have a really large antenna that they installed in the house. I'm just going to look into it. I'll talk to this. I've heard Rodney a couple of times on, call in. I'll try to contact him and see what it takes to do something like that. I wouldn't mind doing that.
No, that's a great idea. And the more people
know
what you're doing, Frank, and you're all part of the solution that way, and we get the message out. We appreciate your input, Frank.
Thank you. Have a
good
day.
Thanks, Frank.
And Roy in Michigan, we see you on the line, and we'll get to you right after the break.
The things of today. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
They burned the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy. Nobody wants to share at all. And people worship money. Everything is breaking down, and everybody's shaking down. They're doing away with borders. It's a new world. It's a new day.
It's a new world order.
That sounds exactly right. The new world order.
I think that's the name of that song. I think later in the lyrics it gets into that.
Well, so, it is.
Once
new
again,
world
the,
order.
The old Sam song. And once again, like Mike said in Maryland, it basically, you know, they're throwing everything at us, you know, and it's, I had a conversation, and Roy, we'll get to you in just a second. I had a conversation just the other day with a very young couple in their early 20s, and we were talking about all kinds of things. And once again, I have conversations. I don't get on my soapbox and preach and don't get excited and start.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
I
sometimes.
Remember that.
But you've been with me in restaurants where I just get the waiter or waitress in a just a pleasant conversation, and we just mix in truth with just normal conversation instead of just hammering away at people. We just get in normal conversations, and we have a normal conversation. And one of the things was about cancer and cancer cures. And they says, well, are there actually cures for cancer? And I says, there's been cures for a long time. And they said, well, why don't they let that out? And I didn't say a word. I just had a pregnant pause. Guess what they said? They said, what is it, population control? People know. People, you know, everybody says, well, people are idiots, but I don't think so.
I don't either. I think people know inherently something's up.
That's exactly right. I think the key is to gently guide them, gently pull them, and plant seeds, give them DVDs, give them a little bit here and there, and then let them come to their own conclusion, but just start planting seeds. You'd be amazed. All the people I told to buy gold and silver when it was $4 an ounce for silver are now calling me saying, hey, when it went to $50, people are calling me and say, hey, when you were telling me about that years ago, what do I do? What do I need to look at? It's like, well, I knew I planted seeds back then. It would have been nice if you had taken action then, but it's not too late. And, you know, I guess guided them in the right direction.
I think gold on the top out is done as far as financial money. However, gold is very good to have on hand for an emergency, not necessarily to make money on it right now. So there's two different things. Before, you could really buy and then sell and make a good deal of cash on gold.
Well, it's always about preserving your purchase power, Louis. So if we go into hyperinflation, I think you're going to find silver especially is going to be extremely valuable asset. And before we get too far astray, we got Roy in Michigan, and after that, Bill in Missouri. Roy, what do you have for us this morning?
One of the things that I found, I've been out witnessing for many years. I've had billboards in my front yard. I've been fortunate in direct mails, and you cannot stop in front of me without me letting you know what's going down. And in my case, the overwhelming majority of the people that I witness to are people that I never see again. So I have to accomplish as much as I can in a very short time in trying to communicate the message, not only the message of what's going down, but how to get out of it. And besides the putting up the food and getting the guns. And the way that I found to do it is to take and knock down these idols that the people have. And one of the big idols that they have and one of the things they worship above all is the government. They have trust in it. And, I mean, if you go to church, they have a flag behind the pulpit, you know, because it's an idol to them. To knock it down, what I do is I tell them, turn on your television. Turn it to C-SPAN and look behind the speaker of the house, and you will see two bundles of rods. And out of the bundles of rods sticks an axe. It's in the dictionary. It's in the history book, in the encyclopedia. It's called a fasces, the symbol that you're under fascist rule, same symbol used by Mussolini and Hitler. Look to the right of the speaker of the house, and you'll see a rod with a bird on the end of the rod. That's called a mace. Hitler's guys carried them all over the place as a symbol of fascist rule. Homeland security, Deutschland security, same thing. That's what it means in English. Mm-hmm. Burn the Reichstag, blame it on the Jews. Hit the towers and blame it on us. Look at the Patriot Bill. And then I let them know where it's coming from. Where it's coming from is the religious. It's the religious Republicans and Democrats and Pentecostals and Buddhists and you name it, religious. And
or in the name of religion.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference what the religion is.
No, it doesn't. It's the same thing. You're right.
It's all the same.
The Pharisees of Yahweh's time now are the all the religious leaders of today.
Yes,
same story.
Exactly. And then I let them know this is not about getting religious. This is about the second coming of Christ. And what we need to do is we need to take and do the two commandments. That is to love God above all and to love our neighbor. That's everyone.
Right, so.
That's everyone, including our enemy.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hang in there, Roy. We've got a 3-minute break. Everybody, please listen to a sports sponsor. Call in number, once again, 800-313-9443. And Bill in Michigan, you'll be up next.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
To make things right, you and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive.
We're back. I didn't get Betty had a fast boat. Okay.
Well, during the next break.
Yeah, I see that. Anyway, Roy, say what you said on the break. I think it's very, very telling.
Yeah, what I was going to say was the most important part of this is to take and stand before God uncondemned. Every time we condemn ourselves or anyone else, we're calling him a liar. And the only time we're really believing is when we're standing in that position. And in order to take and to stand there, because those spirits come at us all the time. And we're all sinners. We all, at times, may take in things, say things or do things which are of the spirit. And so we have to separate anyway the person from the spirit. We love the person and keep our battle strictly upon the spirit. And this way we can stand uncondemned. And that's the only time that we're really believing. And unfortunately, the religious people have led people into the darkness, and there's no question about it. They've they've stacked them up with one of the biggest idols they have, and that is the beast itself. Mm-hmm. And
the promise of the rapture to take them out when stuff starts hitting the fan. That's part of the agenda, isn't it?
And the one thing that, even if they didn't know about Matthew 24:29, or read it and did not understand what it was saying and who it was talking to, these are just like the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, all of the evil was taken out. And the word is rapture itself.
Yep. Pastor Weaver actually gives a very good sermon on that. It's called A Rapture of the Evil, or Rapture of the Wicked. I forget what the title is, but it's very much what you're getting into, Roy.
Yes, the rapture, actually, that word itself, it means being taken by force.
Yes.
And we should not be in a position where we have to be taken by force to start with. We should be more than willing to go to get out of this. This is terrible. Once you uncover this evil and see what it is all about, this is life here is nothing like we've been promised in the life to come.
And to tie it all together, Roy, what you're talking about, when you start planting seeds and getting people to open their eyes to this and saying, well, all this is spelled out in Revelations, you know, and Matthew and Revelations and Daniel, and you can get people to start putting the dots together themselves then, because when they realize that it is spelled out in Scripture, and not to be afraid and not to be fearful of it, and to, you know, further their spiritual belief system. And that's one of the big takeaways that I have.
There's even older scriptures that were from the time that actually far more in depth than the ones they have that are 150 and 50 years, 200 years later, 300 years and 400 years later. The ones actually from the times are so much definite. It gives so much information that never made it to the other one because of Roman or canonization of everything. They decided what God wanted, so, you know, they get a chance to choose.
Well, I think the Ethiopian scripture actually has, I don't know, 30 or 40 more books than what mm-hmm. in what we call the Bible. Is that not correct, Louise?
Well, there are 996 Bible books that are not in your Bible.
Wow.
On the Jewish books alone.
Okay.
Okay, so if you wanted to add a couple of them that are missing.
Part of the Torah.
Yeah, well, Talmud, Torah, the word, the law, they mean different things in there. One's changeable, one's not changeable.
We have some more callers online. Roy, do you have anything else for us this morning?
Yeah, the only thing I was going to add was that spiritual warfare, this is what I have learned, because I've been in a situation where the feds were accusing me of the involvement in the Oklahoma bombing. And that's when the billboards went in my front yard, because they wouldn't come to me.
What did you just say? They accused you of being part of that?
Yeah, they tried to tie me in with went to my friends and relatives about me and the Oklahoma bombing.
Oh, wow.
And I had told my friends to tell them to come to me. I had plenty of evidence that they're the ones that were involved and they're the ones that did it. And
is there any kind of like a Reader's Digest version you can give us real quick, or should we do another show on this, or you really opened up a can of worms there?
I don't know what you're asking, but
about the Oklahoma City bombing, because we know that it's a government.
Oh yes, deal. The bombs were inside the building.
But why they picked you? You know why they pulled you out of the?
Well, the reason they did is because I have, like I said, I've spent a fortune in putting the evidence out. Most people didn't even know where it was coming from. I mean, it went through direct mails, and then if anybody ever stopped in front of me, I was there to witness to them about what was going on. And, you know, I was going to senators. I was going to the military. I was and still am as active as I can be. I'm an old man, and I can only do so much, and I don't have the money anymore to do what I used to do.
Well, part of the agenda that the government, the bad guys, did after Oklahoma was to attack the militia movement and try to demonize anybody that was giving truthful information out. So I guess you were part of that attack.
That could have been their motivation. I have no idea, but they wouldn't come to me, so I took it to the Lord, and he had me put the billboards in the front yard that laid it out for them.
Interesting.
And after that happened, you would not believe what went on after that. And And I'd
like
really,
to know, actually.
Well, like we said, maybe we could do a show or at least an hour. Would you entertain the idea of coming on and going more in depth on this subject?
Yeah, if you like, that would be.
Why don't you leave your contact information with our board op, Ken, and then we'll see if we can arrange that in the future. Is that all right?
Sure, we'll be glad to.
All right.
Thank you for being on, Roy.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Roy.
All right, thank you, guys.
Bill in Missouri. I know you've been waiting. Hello, Bill.
I have a little question.
All right, Bill, go ahead.
And, you know, we talk all the time about gardens, greenhouses, and what have you, but it's the water. Where in the world, if you have a greenhouse, you're going to get water enough for your garden?
As far as radiation contamination, or what's the question?
Well, that's it. All the water is contaminated, mm-hmm. no matter where you get it.
Well, I think
pond water, rainwater, what have you, it's all filled with the stuff that's in the air, and that's the stuff we're trying to avoid.
Yeah,
well, I have Pongan water that can be used on quite a, you know, makes quite a lot of it at one time, and it takes a lot of the chemicals that are part of radiation out. It's not going to take 100% of it out, but it'll take a lot. It magnetizes the chemicals that are in.
You have what did you say?
Called Kangen water.
She has a device, electronic device. It's a water purifier filter, and it actually makes alkalinic water, acidic water. It's a device that she's purchased to do that. Now, I don't know if you'd be able to make enough to actually furnish a greenhouse, but it's definitely good for...
It flows fairly well, especially on a trickle thing. You can hook it up so that it's running quite... And I've done that, so you can actually have it going through. Every so often, it has to shut down. So it can dump the waste, okay? So because it goes through a flush of all the bad chemicals.
As far as do your initial question, the radiation, like a fallout from the radiation, will actually settle to the bottom of a water reservoir. So as far as radiation, I don't think the whole water will be – eventually the radiation settles to the bottom, so I don't know if that's much of an issue. But now the chemicals, I would think you could use it like a homemade charcoal sand filter system to filter out most of the chemicals. And what I've actually come up with is a filter from like a pool. You can put that zeolite and sand mm-hmm. and charcoal in that, and that will absorb most stuff out of the water. And then to further purify it, you could run it through a UV purifier to kill off bacteria. But there's definitely ways to filter the water, but that's definitely a good point, Bill.
Well, it's, you know, it takes a lot of water. A garden takes mm-hmm. about an inch of water a week. And mm-hmm. That's a lot of water.
That's why I got the, this is mine, the Kangen water, because the Kangen water takes out the bad stuff, puts the good stuff back in. Okay, but what it does is as it goes through the plates, it magnetizes everything in it. Okay, mm-hmm. Then it goes through a flush system of cleaning all the water completely, and then only puts good minerals back in. And it goes, it'll fill up as a pretty good amount, okay? Now, if you're using something such as with radiation or what have you, one thing is we need to find some kind of ground source water in an emergency because cities aren't going to have it.
Yeah, so, having your own well, and believe it or not, you can use, I haven't tried them, but there's all kinds of different ways to dig your own well with either water or with air. You can make your own chuck, basically, out of cheap stuff you buy at Harbor Freight, and that would work in a lot of areas. Obviously, it's not going to work in rocky areas, but having your own well or spring would be extremely important in the future.
I think that's what we really need to do is get information that's in hand that they can download.
Well, part of the history of our show, we've gotten into some preparedness type stuff, so maybe next week or in the near future, mm-hmm. we need to do some more nuts and bolts of being prepared for what have you. And
downloads.
A lot of the problem and an awful lot of the people just no longer have the money to do things with.
I mean, right. That's I try to do stuff on the cheap. I try to do the MacGyver approach to things. That way other people can duplicate what I've done.
I've done that for years.
you have to, don't
but
you,
I'm
Bill?
I'm so damn old now that it's hard for me to do much of anything.
Hey, you don't have to give me exact location, but where are you at in Missouri? What part of Missouri are you in, Bill?
That's down in Kingsville area.
Kingsville?
You're at?
Yeah. I know. I know Louise.
Very good.
Does that scare me now?
No, that doesn't scare you. It should.
Well, pity you, Bill. We'll say a prayer.
It.
We'll say a prayer for you, Bill.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right.
You
thanks
too.
For the call, Bill.
Bye bye.
And once again, what I was referring to is a filter designed for pools. And these pools, you know, obviously are tens of thousands of gallons. So if you design your filter for a pool system, you can filter all kinds of water.
I would agree with that.
And to address that even further, if you do aqua farming where you combine raising fish, shrimp, frogs, whatever, with your vegetable garden inside a greenhouse, this is becoming very popular, and it's a closed-loop system. You have to feed the fish a little bit, but the offings of the fish will actually feed the plants.
Yeah.
So you have this closed-loop system inside of a greenhouse where you're raising not only protein, but good, healthy sources of carbohydrates. So a very good idea, and definitely something I'm going to be playing with in the future.
Yeah, me too. That's actually what I was looking for, the same thing. I was looking at indoor terraforming, utilizing the same system, a trickle-down system using a farming fish, same thing.
Exactly. So there's tremendous potential there for growing a lot of food in a very small very small and protected area. And we have a couple more calls online. Let's try to get to Paul in New Jersey. What do you have for us this morning, Paul?
Yes, I'd like to talk a little bit about Agenda 21.
All right.
Because you had mentioned that earlier.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. For one, if there is like an attempt by the elite to like kill off the world's population, they currently have failed miserably. There's been no like really major die-off. Except for maybe what's going on in Iraq, right?
I think right now they're implementing a slow kill technology, and that's why so many people are susceptible to cancers, and that's just part of it. But I don't think there's been a dramatic kill off. No, there hasn't been a big plague at this point.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the first part. Second of all, there's in the Western world among whites, there's basically either a declining birth rate or a decline in their overall demographics, not only because they're getting displaced by non-white immigrants, but also culturally they've been getting attacked, and so the white birth rate is below replacement levels. True?
Well, there's a lot of people that are speculating beyond that is the vaccines are actually sterilizing a lot of the women worldwide, and there's actually been some evidence of that in the whooping cough that was promoted by the UN.
Yeah. That could be the case, but nonetheless, the whites are the ones who are currently not replacing themselves. But among Indians and Chinese, they seem to have still a fecund population as their numbers still grow. And likewise, in a lot of the third world. Now, I am sympathetic to the elite in the sense that there is overpopulation in the third world, and a lot of that is causing a decline in habitat and driving a lot of species into extinction. You know, if you look at the top 10 countries with the most amount of endangered animals, 8 of them are in non-Western, non-white nations. They're like the Philippines, Indonesia, Brazil, China, Indonesia, and India. Yeah? And it goes on. And the only two white Western worlds where there's a lot of species endangerment is in Australia and the United States. And in both cases, there are different factors causing that. But in the United States, it would be, again, because we import so many immigrants. That's where we get our population growth from. But I don't see anything wrong with the government trying to make population be stable. I don't see that as an evil thing, having stable population.
Well, if it's by choice, you know, like if you have some kind of economic incentive or otherwise that encourages you to be wise in your reproduction choices, that's fine. But when they sterilize people with vaccines and do behind-the-scenes stuff that causes cancer and you know, where there's chemtrails or even the GMO food, you know, where they've shown that it really messes with the mammals they tested on in the labs, you know, and they're exposing the whole world, at least the United States at this point, to GMO foods and they're using us like guinea pigs, you know.
That's an element of truth, but if it turns out that the GMO doesn't, you know, cause a large die-off, then they weren't trying to do it. I just don't see them actually conspiring to do a lot of the things the Patriot Movement claims about it. I think it's more just greedy pharmaceuticals, local politicians who own pharmaceutical stocks, and the pharmaceutical industry just pushing off any drug inadvertently just to sell the drug and make the immediate profit.
Yeah, and I would agree with what you're saying at the mid-level, but I think at the upper level, at the upper crust, there's definitely a desire by them, and you can see being played out right now. They're fearful of the masses waking up to the ruling elite scam that they've been pulling on us for thousands of years. I think they want to control the world more tightly, and with all these people waking up, I think it makes them fearful, and that's part of their agenda to, if not quell the population, at least, like you're saying, stabilize it. And we have a three-minute break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. And George in Texas, we see you on the line as well.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Greenhousing. I said no water pharmacy. You have it in multiple ends for nutrient release with the same thing. Breeding of fish. Very little iodine. Very little good qualities or what do you call it?
Well, Louise?
I love that song.
Ken was going to play You Bet He Had a Bass Boat, but she didn't want to come out and play. So that's
what
we learned.
I'll have to send him a better one for next week. It is epitome of the, to play along generation. I'll play along with you. I'll get this for you. I'll get this for you. I'll do everything you tell me to. And your whole world goes to pot. Finally, you have to throw it all away and say, hey, you know what? You're not right. Hey. I'm going to do it what's best for me. And just everything fell into place.
Speaking of which, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but let me repeat it since we'll probably have different listeners listening right now. I would suggest, since we have nuclear meltdown possibility up in Nebraska, you know, these nuclear power plants are being flooded. They have aqua dams.
Colorado.
I would suggest getting iodine, selenium, boron, and believe it or not, some people are recommending literally buying borax soap and take that on a daily basis, because boron in the borax soap is supposed to have a neutralizing effect on radiation. And clay, there's several forms of clay you can ingest. Get pharmaceutical or food-grade clay and drink that on a daily basis and help detox these hot particles that may be coming from Japan and maybe in the new future coming from Nebraska. So some things you can do to prepare for what's coming. Don't wait till after the fact. And we saw during the Japan thing that some of this iodine went from $20 a box to over $600 a box on eBay. So don't get stuck in a state of emergency. Be prepared in advance. You know, there's no reason to risk it. Just we're living in a nuclear age and probably breathing nuclear particles as we speak, so might as well do something about it.
Well, don't we have a Texan on?
I think we have a caller, George from Texas. What do you have for us this morning?
George of the jungle, friend of you and me.
George isn't George of the jungle.
Watch out for that tree.
Good morning.
Good morning, George.
You know, the thing is, I was talking to a few legislative aides up in Washington. The federal government went in and made threats to the Texas Senate, and they all sort of like went AWOL.
They didn't show up to vote, did they, George?
Nope.
And the thing is, they're saying the federal government is acting desperate because they think if this bill actually becomes law, that this is probably a dynamo that's going to fall that's not going to be in the favor of the government.
They're declaring an act of war on Texas, aren't they? You're trying to invoke the no-fly zone.
Well, I don't really think they'll be able to put that vote, that no-fly zone.
Well, they can't enforce it, but they were threatening it, weren't they?
Yeah, and the thing
George,
is, it's more like, I found out the state police don't even like the federal government anymore.
Good.
I understand that one. George, we're going to have to hook up you next week, and I wish we had you on a little longer. I always love your insight. But we got to go because somebody else has come behind us. So,
well, I would say to all your listeners, call the Texas State Legislature and give them hell.
Call the Texas State Legislature and give them hell, especially the Senate side.
Well, this is the thing is, they not may not see the light, but we sure can make them feel the heat.
Very good. Be a pain in their butts, if nothing else. Thanks for all the great calls today. Been a really good call day for us, so appreciate all the input. Oh,